Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is extremely important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is Multifamily Employees Seek Personal Value and Purpose. Are you prepared to deliver? I have joining me by phone two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jessica Eberbach, who has held various roles as Vice President of People and Culture, Director of Learning and Development, and Director of Engagement. She's currently consulting with multifamily companies. And also Suzanne Hobson, the President of TriCap Residential Group. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having us.
This topic is as I said, timely. I mean, it's such an important topic to a lot of different industries, but especially multifamily. And, you know, Jessica, why don't you kind of lay the foundation as to what's going on in the industry, what's happening, and what's happening in the workforce in general?
Sure. Thanks, Paul. I'd love to. Yeah, you know, at a time when most people in the workplace are changing jobs, that, you know, searching for an upgrade to quality of life, we as employers and leaders are having to almost choose an identity. Are we going to be a departure organization, or are we going to be a destination workplace? I've been having conversations with several people within the multifamily industry and different companies all over the United States, and there's so much personal connection to this right now that I'm hearing that's happening within our industry. I had the opportunity to pick up this amazing book just a couple weeks ago, and it's called Employloyalty, and it's How to Ignite Commitment and Keep Top Talent in the New Age of Work, and it's written by Joel Mohl. And Employloyalty, which is a word that he crafted, which it's not what you think, employee loyalty. It stands for employer loyalty and humanity. And it's where the commitment employers make to consistently deliver a humane, person-centered employee experience. And this book is hitting the nail on the head on everything that I've been hearing in the last 6 to 8 months and things that have been circling within our industry on our people experiences.
And I would say, I would imagine that the book is not necessarily directed specifically at multifamily, but I'm sure what you gathered from the book are a lot of lessons that the multifamily industry could learn from.
Absolutely. So many similarities between what's occurring within the multifamily industry and some great nugget takeaways on things to, you know, really kind of help with what's occurring. But yes, it's not just towards a multifamily industry. It can really speak to any industry out there right now.
Suzanne, what are your thoughts about what's going on with this workforce, these issues, and the personal value and purpose that people are seeking?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. And to really back up what Jessica's talking about, there's a massive recalibration taking place around how work is actually fitting into people's lives. And I think we've really shifted in the last 6 to 8 months in our, not only our language around what we're looking for, but our preparation and our application towards how work is living in our lives. And so, you know, winning the new war for talent, as Jessica was saying, requires that humane employee experience, and one that meets the needs and values of our changing workforce. And so if we're applying the same tactics that we have in the past, we're going to miss the mark. Getting it wrong and you're really putting the future of your organization in jeopardy. And so getting it right is really, you know, the beauty of this. You create an astounding competitive advantage around hiring and retention, and at the same time, you're reaping all the benefits and business results that, as we know, when you have a workforce of dedicated employees, that's what they generate.
Yeah, that's very impactful. Let's look at some of the data of what's going on out there, Jessica. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so I actually just, this was kind of a theme that came up at Apartmentalize a couple weeks ago. It was one of the sessions that I spoke in, actually, where, you know, over the last couple of years, the astounding number has increased with people that have been resigning from their jobs. So in 2021, 47.8 million people quit their jobs. Mm-hmm. And then in 2022, that number increased to 50.5 million people quit their jobs in 2022. So, you know, we've all heard those taglines on the great resignation, quiet quitting, and, you know, they've surfaced all over different communication streams. But, you know, what's going on? Is this something that's going to change? Probably not. You know, I can probably, you know, say that this is something that the data showed when I was speaking at Apartmentalize in my research, that it's forecasting in 2023 that 61% of people are considering and leaving their jobs this year. So are we prepared for that?
Well, so Suzanne, does that mean that there is a staffing shortage?
I think there's a great job shortage. Yeah. There's definitely a path to better candidates, lower turnover, better service. You know, it's process, right? So superior quality and outstanding performance. And it's that recipe for happier employees, which then ultimately leads to an impact to the bottom line through higher revenues. So, you know, and Jessica and I, we talk about this all the time. It's just when you see employees that are so engaged in what they do and who they do it for, they're able to create that world-class customer experience every time, consistently, without fail. And that's the ultimate that we're all striving for. And so there's a recipe for that.
That's a great point. I will add, Suzanne, you know, when you say there's not a staffing shortage, but a great job shortage, part of the data, you know, when you look at unemployment just last month, we're at 3.7 nationwide unemployment, which is pretty low.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty low, yeah.
Equating to 61 million people unemployed. So we've got 10.5 million job openings. So if we were to take all those people and put them into all the jobs that are currently open today, there'd still be more job openings than people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's not a staffing shortage. It's a great job shortage. People are switching to upgrade their life. They're switching. So, and I'm sure, you know, we all know someone in the last 6 to 12 months who's probably switched jobs. I know I certainly have. I mean, I could fill up all my fingers and toes on people I've talked to just in the last 60 days that are looking for new roles or have left their current role. People are looking for that upgrade in life, you know, whether it's pay, commute, boss, you know, who they're working with. They want to upgrade the quality of life. So, you know, it's switching. It's not necessarily just quitting and sitting at home doing nothing.
Sure. So, we've got a minute and a half left in this segment. I just want to ask you, Jessica, I'll ask you, because we mentioned the engagement of employees. There's a tremendous disengagement that we've seen. It's all part of, you know, tucked into what we're talking about now. What are you seeing with that disengagement?
Yeah, you know, I think folks are losing engagement if they aren't having certain factors met. And I know we'll get into what those factors are, but if our companies aren't really looking at the employee experience and, you know, they've got the mindset of it's human capital. People are replaceable. You know, these taglines that maybe we've heard before, people aren't replaceable. not everybody is the same. You know, we all offer unique opportunities to our employers. And so we need to be able to find those results of really being able to match that engagement to our people.
All right. Well, let's break it here. We're going to be back with much more right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is multifamily employees seek personal value and purpose. Are you prepared to deliver? I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jessica Eberbach, who has held various roles as VP of Culture and People, Director of Learning and Development, and Director of Engagement, and she is currently consulting with multifamily companies. Also, we have Suzanne Hobson, the president of TriCap Residential Group. And before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, ladies, in the first segment, we were talking kind of about what's going on in the job market with quiet quitting and all the different data that we discussed. But what are some of the factors behind all of that? That's kind of what I think, what is causing this? What do you think, Jessica? What are some of the things you see out there?
Yeah, so, you know, that book I was telling you about, Employalty, written by Joe Moll, they identify three factors in how to get commitment with our people. And it's really the recipe for turning our organizations into destination workplaces. And these are things that I'm seeing, like I said, talking to different individuals within our industry right now. And the first thing that is identified is the ideal job. That's the first factor. Are people in the right seat? Do the accountabilities of the job fit in my life in an ideal way? And so, you know, really breaking this down, you know, there's three dimensions in that, you know, I hear. And this is actually something that I'm hearing, having conversations with companies right now, is, am I getting the compensation that, you know, I deserve and what I'm delivering? Does my workload make sense? And that one I want to come back to actually here in a moment, because I hear about this all the time. And flexibility. You know, I was just mentioning workload, actually. I've got a friend right now. They're in the industry, and they are looking for a new opportunity. They're currently employed with an organization, and they're making really good money. So the compensation's there, you know, that first dimension I was just mentioning of the ideal job. And they have a flexible work schedule, but they work. I would probably say they're working 70 to 80 hours a week right now. And she is sending emails at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., you know, back at it for her 8 a.m. meetings. And she's doing that day in, day out. And she's working weekends, and she's a mom. And so, you know, when is she taking the downtime? When is she spending time with her kids? And these are all things that, you know, she's vented to me about right now. And now, because she's been doing this probably for the last couple of years, she's burned out. Mm-hmm. And I know we've heard that term burned out, right? And we talked about burnout before, but she's burned out. And so she's resigned. And she's resigned, and she doesn't have her next opportunity lined up. And I'm seeing that similarity happen with a lot of people, where they're feeling that burnout because their workload isn't manageable. They're tired or exhausted, and they're trying to find the balance. So it's definitely important to have that ideal seat to make sure you're being fairly compensated, the workload makes sense, and there's flexibility built in.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned burnout, and at Apartmentalize a few weeks ago, I had the honor of moderating a session on employee disengagement, and one of the panelists, Chikora Connor, I asked her the question, what does burnout mean? And she gave a definition that I thought was very interesting. She said, you have to break it down into two words. Burn means heat. Heat is anger. And out means I'm gone. It's over. I'm out of here. And I think that's what we're seeing a lot. And, you know, Suzanne, I want to ask you, because Jessica just mentioned, and we talked in the first segment about the term destination workplace. You know, when people think, when I hear that term, I think of destination weddings. But what is a destination workplace? Can you define that?
It's where you're home. You know, it's where you want to stay, mm-hmm. and you don't want to leave. It's like the end game for you. You finally reached your safe place, and you want to stay. I think that's, you know, to what Jessica was talking about, what you just mentioned, which I think is an excellent definition of burnout. You know, the ultimate destination workplace has those three components. It doesn't have that burnout component, right? Mm-hmm. It has, you know, those three dimensions, and it sounds perfect, but in reality, when you break it down, you think about, you know, am I getting compensated properly? Is the workload actually workable? And do I have some sort of flexibility, some semblance of balance in my life? As leaders and as employers, we really have an obligation to provide those places of work, and we're actually going to reap all of the benefits from providing that destination workplace. Again, as we stated before, it's going to affect your directly to your bottom line in a positive way. But it also helps people live better lives, which is, part of what we do in our work.
Sure. And we've got about 4.5 minutes left in this segment. I wanted to ask you, Jessica, you know, with all of what I hear is all the job openings that are available in multifamily. For instance, you know, if a company that has positions for 6 regional managers, they've only got 4. That means that somebody's got to pick up that slack, you know, and I have to think that contributes a lot to what you were describing of working 70 hours a week and working on weekends and so forth. How do we get past that?
Yeah, so first of all, how did we get to the two open seats? Mm-hmm. You know, we had turnover. So sure. How do we not allow the turnover to happen to where then we're pushing the workload on other people, right? Mm-hmm. So we've got to be able to create environments where it's meaningful work. What our teams are doing and what they're experiencing day in and day out, they are, you know, I guess really finding a value in what they're doing, right? And they're being able to believe in a mission or a purpose of the company. So, you know, how do we provide meaningful work? Purpose? Am I making a difference? Strength? Am I utilizing my skill set? And belonging? Am I able to be who I really am? And am I valued? And, you know, this is something that both Suzanne and I have experienced in doing in regards to, you know, let's talk about strength. This is where I'm seeing a lot of companies really start talking about crafting jobs or roles to align with skills or strengths. You know, I think this comes back to centralization and why that was another big topic at Apartmentalize, and how we can really cut tasks, but not people, and align accountabilities to what our skill sets are. I also think this is why, you know, another piece of why we're looking at a lot of DEI initiatives within our industry. People want to create more inclusive environments so we can be our whole self showing up at work every day and, you know, not to wear, I guess, this image or hat where we're not bringing our true selves and then we're feeling like we're not valued. So, you know, all of that matters in really driving that employee commitment.
Yeah, we've got about 2 minutes left. And Suzanne, we're talking about this today because it's a problem or it's an issue or it's a concern in the industry. And one of the things that I've heard people say for a long time is the multifamily industry is slow to change. And obviously with the pandemic, a lot of things had to change because there was no choice. But how do you get past what are you seeing as far as companies embracing, understanding that this is something that they need to do to create that destination workplace? Are they able to move towards that, or only a few companies right now understand that?
Well, I think there's a lot of companies that are embracing this, and I think you could see that just by virtue of the topics at Apartmentalize. There's a real need to not only understand the dynamics of our employees today in today's world, but there's also, I think we're learning very quickly as it relates to process, but also as it relates to people, the need to pivot and be able to engage and change our approach. And it makes sense right now. It makes sense to listen and to hear what people are saying. And they're telling us. This is nothing that is hidden or is difficult to see or understand. And in fact, people have been saying this for a long time. You said it yourself, Paul. It's nothing new. But I think we're starting to really lean in and listen to what people are saying. And that's the majority of it. Listen and then respond.
All right. We are going to talk much more about this. We've got two more segments left in this episode. We are going to be back after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegiant's access control product offerings, please visit usallegiant.com/MFM.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is very important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is Multifamily Employees Seek Personal Value and Purpose. Are you prepared to deliver? I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jessica Eberbach, who has held various roles as Vice President of People and Culture, Director of Learning and Development, and Director of Engagement, and she's currently consulting with multifamily companies. Also is Suzanne Hobson, the President of TriCap Residential Group. And I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegiant, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence in the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision in multifamily. So, ladies, in the first in this last segment, we talked about some of the factors that are important in trying to determine or how to handle this issue. And you had indicated there were three factors. We talked about two of them: creating the ideal job, the right seat, and meaningful work. Suzanne, what's the third factor?
Yeah, well, this will come as no surprise. We hear this all the time as well. People don't quit companies. They quit managers or they quit people, right?
Right.
So the third factor is really a great boss. People quit people. Direct supervisors truly have the single most influence in the employee experience. And we've all had that experience, good or bad. We've had great experiences with that boss that really got behind us and really created an awesome environment of coaching and trust and advocacy. And then, you know, to the opposite of that, I'm sure we've all experienced the boss that we quit and moved on from. And so even if you have everything else aligned, you know, you have the ideal job, you're in the right seat, you've got your purpose and your meaning, if you are working for someone that, you know, is not someone that you trust or that trusts you back, is not your advocate and has your back, that doesn't regularly coach you and develop you, and you could have everything else aligned and still feel unfulfilled. And our you know, today's workforce is saying, we need this. We need the great boss behind us. You can give us the compensation. You can give us everything else. If we don't have someone behind us and an advocate working on behalf of us, we're going to move on.
And Jessica, can you give us any examples of situations you've seen over the years where something like this is, where the boss has caused somebody? I mean, what type of boss are we talking about?
Yeah, great question, Paul. So I will add, actually, personally, myself, on the flip side, meaning on the positive, I've been in this industry a little under 20 years, and I've got two mentors that I can really go to, and they were at one point my immediate supervisor, my immediate leader at some point in my work career. And these two individuals I still talk to on a weekly basis because they coached me. They coached me up, I should say. They leveled me up. They believed in me. They were my number one supporter, and they still are to this day. You know, these people are touching base on what I'm doing, what I'm up to. They really care, and they want to know, and not just for work, but personal life, you know, how my kids are. And, you know, they trusted me in what I was doing as far as, you know, the seats I was sitting in when I worked for them. And I trusted them. You know, I believed in them, and I still believe in them. And so, you know, on the positive side, there's a lot of value in having these amazing leaders in your life. Now, to your question, I've seen it on the other side, and this is sitting in seats as, you know, leading people experience or people in culture, and the conversations I would have, you know, the turnover I would see from people who were frustrated because there was maybe a gap in communication or a misunderstanding between the direct supervisor and that team member. And something that seems so simple, right, and fixing, we would maybe lose that team member because they were just so frustrated or they didn't feel that leader had their back. In fact, they felt like the leader was kind of covering their own butts, if you will, because they weren't supporting the team or the team member personally in what was occurring. And so I have seen it where it's not been positive. There's one company I'm talking to right now where this is a huge problem for them on a regional level, where, you know, the executive team, they want to see, you know, obviously turnover lower, but they have this vision for the company and delivering these experiences. But when you talk to the different regionals, they all have different ideas of what the vision is and what's the priority for the on-site teams. You know, the executive team wants training and development and, you know, really want to leveling up the organization, whereas there's so much happening on-site right now from maybe a renovation or maybe they're behind on renewals or work orders, that the regionals are stepping in and saying, you know, hey, this training's not important. I need you to focus on knocking out work orders right now. And then in turn, the team's suffering because they're not getting the education they need to be able to level up. And so I think, you know, really building a strong manager level, right, your regional levels, and making sure that it's consistent. And, you know, that was something I would see frequently, actually, in the seats that I would sit in where, you know, you wouldn't always see the same boss or the same leader. And so property managers might have different experiences because the leader that they'd have. And so it's important that that regional level is delivering consistency, and they are being advocates for their team members and really, you know, casting the vision that's coming from leadership the same way as leadership's presenting it. So it could definitely be a downfall if you don't have a great boss or a great leader.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. You know, we talked in the segment previously about that there were three factors: the ideal job, the second factor, meaningful work, and the third factor we're discussing in this segment, which is the great boss. What happens if you get two out of three? Suzanne, you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. And you know, again, it's like baking. You know, I'm not the griller in my family. My husband grills, and he can sniff test whether or not there's enough spice in whatever he's cooking. It's fantastic. I can't do any of that. I bake. And the reason why I bake is because it's precise. I have to follow the recipe, right? And it comes out okay. Now, precision is really difficult when you're talking about anything that has to do with people. Mm-hmm. But I do think that you can't really afford to not have even an imperfect mix of these three factors. What you're trying to accomplish will not turn out the way that you want it to. And, you know, again, I've been in the seat where I've had, you know, two of the three, you know, totally fulfilled, and the third one wasn't. And I was left unsatisfied and looking and searching for, you know, the all three being in harmony. And so that's really how people are wired. They want this type. And I think that, again, I know we talked about this earlier, but as employers, as leaders, these are the types of things that we can work in our organizations to achieve and to be able to provide for people. It's one of the privileges that we have as leaders to be able to provide that environment for people to prosper. So I don't think you can have one missing. I think you have to work on creating an environment that has all three of these components.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and break it here, and we're going to be back with our final segment right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Rev, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book Rev's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let Rev drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress. Stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let Rev be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire Rev today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic today is multifamily employees seek personal value and purpose. Are you prepared to deliver? I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jessica Eberbach, who has held various roles as Vice President of People and Culture, Director of Learning and Development, Director of Engagement. She's currently consulting with multifamily companies. And also joining us is Susan Hobson, the president of TriCap Residential. So we discussed quite a few things regarding this topic in the first three segments, but one of the things that you mentioned, Jessica, is a book that you had just completed, and it's one of the words of the book is employloyalty. And for the benefit of our listeners, go ahead and define that again, and let's kind of take a little deeper dive into what that means.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So as you mentioned, Paul, this is a book that I actually just wrapped up. It's written by Joe Moll, called Employloyalty: How to Ignite Commitment and Keep Top Talent in the New Age of Work. And he crafted this word employloyalty, which you would think it's employee loyalty when you first see it, but in fact, it means employer loyalty and humanity. So it's where the commitment where employers make to consistently deliver a humane, person-centered employee experience.
How do you create that?
Yeah, great question. So I do think there's a few different solutions. And one of the things that he spoke to, but I think we have experience also seeing, is really gathering feedback. You know, Suzanne mentioned it earlier. People are telling us things. They're letting us know and providing an opportunity where, you know, it's maybe a tool, some type of anonymous feedback, or maybe it's more simple in SurveyMonkey or just one-on-one conversations with people. But getting a snapshot of what's working and what's not working. And, you know, if you are identifying areas of what's not working, you know, maybe from there, creating focus groups to really develop some type of dialogue to get into more of the detail on finding the right solution from the feedback. You know, I'll say I've worked with different tools in my experience on getting feedback. And we had this time where we were, you know, asking about compensation and benefits. And one of the astounding pieces of feedback we kept seeing was benefits are not only the medical benefits, you know, being affordable for families, but also the PTO package and what it looked like with, you know, the rollover, because people maybe weren't utilizing all their PTO throughout the year, which I think sometimes is a big issue in its own self. But then also, you know, parental leave. So we were able to, you know, take this feedback that we gathered and create real solutions. You know, we were able to change benefits to start day one. We were able to change our parental leave and increase it. We were able to really work through when it came to open enrollment time, work through what the benefit packages looked like, where, you know, we had some baseline packages that were at no cost for an employee. So, you know, we were able to make some real results or wins from the feedback that we were gathering from folks. You know, and another thing that has been beneficial that I've seen, and we worked with Swift Bunny in the past at different companies, and, you know, Swift Bunny has this great tool out there. It's a stay interview question guide. It's a free template they have. You can find it on their website. And, you know, we really worked those stay interview type questions into quarterly check-ins or quarterly performance reviews with our team members to really get feedback and, I guess, hear from them before they are getting an exit interview, right? An exit interview is when they've resigned already and they potentially have another opportunity, because all of those issues that we just talked about last couple sections, you know, they've already started looking and they moved on. So doing a stay interview, let's really understand what's not working before they start looking elsewhere.
We've got about 4 minutes left in this segment before I want to transition to something. What are some of the other things about employee loyalty that companies can do, Suzanne?
Well, here's a tried and true that we utilize, you know, in different aspects of business, and that's the SWOT analysis. You know, really looking at your people in this way. You know, what are our strengths as a company as it relates to the employee experience? You know, what are our weaknesses? What are our opportunities? What are our threats? And, you know, using that tried and true format to begin to develop an action plan. You know, what does it look like over the next 30, 90, 180 days? And showing that, you know, one of the things about feedback and gathering feedback, to Jessica's point, is people do want to be heard, but they also want to see what you're doing with that feedback. And when they can see that it's actually been integrated into a plan, and here's the timeline, and here are the results of that plan, it speaks volumes to what we actually do with feedback in general. And it also encourages people that, hey, you know what, I'm going to speak up next time because I can see that if I do, what I say is actually going to be put into action. Most of the reason why we don't fill out surveys is because we don't think it's really going to do any good. Mm. We don't think anyone's going to listen, and we don't feel like we're going to be heard. And so putting things into action shows that we're taking it seriously. And as we're executing those plans, we want to take a step back and periodically reassess and adjust the plans, change, as we spoke about earlier, pivot accordingly to improve that employee experience. So we're not just setting it and forgetting it. We're looking at, you know, is what we're changing working? How are people feeling about it now? So continuously surveying, continuously revisiting the plan.
Jessica, we've got about 3 minutes left here before we transition. What are some of the other things as far as employee that people need to keep in mind?
Yeah, you know, I think another big one for this is simply we need to build better leaders. You know, we do a great job, I think, mm-hmm. at promoting people. I see it all over, and it's so exciting to see the promotions. But did we prepare them before they got promoted? Too many times I've heard we promoted too quickly, or, you know, they aren't succeeding in the role. Well, you just took a person who maybe was an amazing property manager and can really run that asset, and now they're running multiple leaders running assets. And so now it's more of that people strategy, and they don't maybe they didn't have that experience before. So what type of pre-role preparation are we doing for folks? Career pathing, you know, that's been big topics we've heard for the last couple of years, and you know, that's been some big asks and wants as people have been, you know, looking to either leave organizations or stay. They want to know what's next for them. Is there growth in that company for them? So career pathing them. And then once they get into these leadership seats, leadership training doesn't end, right? We didn't get into a leadership seat and, oh, I made it. I know it all now. I don't need any more training. Thank you. No, it's a journey, right? We're continuously developing and learning, you know, yes, for ourselves, but also for our people. And, you know, what type of continuous training are we offering and delivering to our leaders, our regional managers? I talked about that earlier. Our directors, our VPs, and higher. You know, so many times I hear feedback on, you know, the education was great, but it maybe really didn't deliver in what I needed. Maybe I needed a little bit more. And so really understanding what type of leadership training is needed and being able to craft that for those roles.
We've got about 1 minute left, so let's just kind of wrap up. Jessica, I'll ask you this question. Just kind of tie it into a nice bow on it, employee. And what it means.
Sure. So, you know, it's really experiences over culture. It's not because culture is not important. It is. Sometimes I think it's an overused or really underdefined word when you talk to people about what is culture. Without doing the work, culture is often kind of a list of wishes. So what are our touch points and experiences for our people? Are they consistent? Are they mattering to folks? So when we take those three factors from the last two sections, from ideal job, and we talked about compensation, workload, flexibility, meaningful work, and that was purpose, strength, and belonging, and then the third one, which was great boss, you know, coaching, trust, and advocacy, if we don't have all those right parts and pieces, it's kind of like a game of Jenga, right? You start removing some of them, and the structure becomes a little unstable. What happens? It all comes crashing down. Mm. However, when we've got all the pieces present, the structure is strong and stable. So, you know, I like to say, and this is a sentence that Joel Moll likes to use, commitment and retention appear when people are in their ideal job, doing meaningful work, and for a great leader.
Mm. Perfect. Mm. Perfect. Well, we're going to kind of transition. I just always like to ask our guests a little bit about what they're doing now, and if someone wants to reach out to them, how can they do that? Suzanne, you want to start?
Sure. Like Jessica, I'm talking to people. I'm still hot off of Apartmentalized and feeling great about all those connections and conversations. And so I'm spending a lot of time talking to people. And, you know, I'm just curious, figuring out what they're doing, how I can offer up help. I think we're up for a lot of great stuff in this next year. And it really is about our people, about our process. How are we doing things differently in our industry? And how are we helping each other out with that work? It's an exciting time. And I think there's a lot on the horizon that we're all going to be working on to make multifamily even better.
And if someone wants to reach out to you, I know you're active on LinkedIn. Is that the best way?
It is. Reach out to me on LinkedIn. I will get back with you pronto.
All right. Fantastic. Jessica, tell us what you're doing. I know you're doing some consulting. What are you working on, and how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I am, like Suzanne, feeling energized coming out of Apartmentalized. Having a lot of conversations with different people and companies right now on building these employee experiences into their companies. Centralization's been another topic. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are wanting to know more about, and you know, there's many different ways to define centralization, I know, so kind of what works for their company. So those have been conversations I've been having with some people. So, you know, I am open to working with other companies and having these conversations about process and people, technology. So if you want to get a hold of me, I am active on LinkedIn. Send me a message, and I'd love to have those conversations.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, ladies. It's always great to have you on. I want to have you back again soon. But we're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.